And right now it's time for Kids Q, 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented by Community Works, with two locations, one in Carrboro and the other in Chapel Hill on Elliott Road. You can check their Facebook page for donation hours. They're accepting donations at both locations, and they're also open for shopping Fridays through Monday. So go there now and search for hidden treasures. Speaking of hidden treasures, we've got Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson here in the studio for another round of Kids Q. How's it going?
Treasure, yes. Hidden, no. Not at all. You can come by our offices and look right in this particular treasure's eyes. Don't even worry about it. There's a window right by my desk.
That's okay, cool. AJ, how are you doing?
I just hang out in a room, man. Ain't nobody find me.
AJ is slightly more hidden.
Oh,
you gotta come in and go into a production room.
You gotta ask for me.
Yeah, you're right there.
By design. I am the mad scientist. You are the Igor character.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, is that how it is?
Yeah, that's totally.
But why
how
is it you always see Igor whenever the mad scientist?
Yeah, I was gonna say Igor is the one that the mad scientist sends out into the world
to
collect the abnormal brain.
Flip, my friend, and I think you're really disappointed now that you just realized that.
I feel like I still didn't realize it. I feel like Aaron Keck just has to correct me, but that's just normal life.
That means you're Igor.
Honestly.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You all ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. If you were making your own treehouse, what would it look like?
Two stories for sure.
Amateur.
Anymore, and I'd be worried about the structural integrity of my treehouse.
Right.
I'm trying to make my treehouse last. I feel like I am a rope ladder person rather than the actual, like, nailed into the trunk boards.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You can retract the rope ladder.
You got to be able to retract the rope ladder.
Yeah.
You do, truly. You do need to be able to retract the rope ladder.
No guests allowed at this point in time.
A zip line, for sure.
Yes.
Except I think I want the zip line to go to another lower platform on another tree rather than all the way to the ground.
Oh, man, so you got a two-story treehouse on top of a tree. That's,
Oh, yeah.
That's a long rope ladder.
Are there any tree houses that are at the bottom of trees? Aren't those just houses?
No, I thought like I was always under the impression that like the tree house is more traditionally built like as close to the ground as you could build it while still like in the upper ground. Like I've never seen a tree house like, on top of a tree.
So, yes, you do need to build your tree house where you've got like nice thick branches that can support that. We don't have a whole lot of those trees around here in North Carolina. There's lots of pines. You can't really build a tree house
in a pine tree.
In a pine tree.
Yeah.
But this is definitely like a Californian redwood forest fantasy.
You're straight up living in the tree.
Oh, yeah.
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 Man, if this is
you're George of the Jungling this.
If this is a California redwood fantasy and you're building your tree house at the top of the tree, that is a long rope ladder.
I might
You're going to be swinging in the breeze going back
elevator.
And forth. Like, this is like an American Gladiator style.
I think I need
style.
An elevator. If it's, I don't know if I want a rope ladder.
Turbo is at the top, like, throwing plastic boulders at you.
Rope ladder
Wolf's
on a witch.
Chasing you up.
A rope ladder on a witch. Maybe it could like pull me up like a helicopter kind
Who's
of thing.
Pulling you up?
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope I have at least one friend.
I feel bad.
One friend
that
you can send up the treehouse, like, swinging in the breeze with Turbo throwing plastic.
I feel bad. I think we've kind of ruined Victor today. First, we pointed out that he was actually Igor, and now we're pointing out all the flaws in his treehouse.
Well, Igor is the better character anyway, so I feel like I did you a favor on that one.
It also doesn't have to be at the top of the tree.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
All right.
Okay. Just high off the ground-ish, two stories worth of treehouse zip line. Those are my must-haves.
20 feet off the ground. That's fine.
I mean,
that's cool.
Yeah.
I like the idea of a zip line. Like a zip line to another lower not even platform, but lower treehouse, like one tree over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a very big hammock in between.
Ooh, yeah. Just like essentially a rope net.
Yes.
Just one giant hammock material there.
In case your zip line goes awry. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You land safely, and then you can take a nap. AJ, how about you?
I think Victor has stolen all the really good ideas.
Yeah.
There's only 100%. So many, like, treehouse hallmarks that you can really discuss.
Yeah.
What's inside your treehouse? I feel like that also matters.
Ooh.
Mini fridge.
Of course.
Yeah.
Gotta have somewhere to keep the drinks. Game room.
Yeah.
Oh, game
With,
room
like,
would be good, yeah.
Actual, like, pool table games, I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
for sure.
The question throws me because it's, if you were making your own treehouse, what would it look like? And I know enough about my carpentry skills.
I missed that part of the question
entirely.
To
know for a fact that if I were making my own treehouse, it would be one flat board on in between two branches, and it would never get used because
you'd be afraid to go on it.
Because I would be afraid to go on it. Yeah, I need to learn carpentry and then deal with this.
Okay,
question.
So if we're actually discussing the aesthetic appearance of said treehouse, I mean, if you're doing a two-story, that's going to look pretty impressive.
Yes,
totally.
Yeah.
That is the goal.
Oh, how do you get from one story to the other? Is it another, like, internal rope ladder?
I was thinking spiral staircase.
I want spiral staircase around the tree.
Yeah,
around the tree.
It really lends itself well to that sort of architecture.
It's almost like a hobbit hole in the sky.
Right.
Yeah. I actually had a friend when I was younger that his dad was an architect / carpenter who built him the most amazing treehouse I'd ever seen. It was not two stories, but it was essentially a small studio apartment inside of a tree with, like, a shingled roof. And everything.
I really hope they're, like, renting that out now. It's just like,
Airbnb it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it didn't go anywhere.
No, yeah. Yeah,
my man built a house.
Yeah,
it's
still just
there.
In the sky.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home or whatever you're doing, wherever you are, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.